Okie dokie, Mr. Moondog Manson, you've been in quite a few Halloween hells by now. I think it's safe to say you're the poster boy for the event. How does that distinction make you feel?
Well, it makes me feel pretty good about myself. I'm pretty much the only person in British Columbia that can throw down year after year, and I'll probably be still doing it in about 20.
One of the staples of the show is the Moondog Manson Hardcore Invitational, which is usually always coupled with the Fans Bring the Weapons match. You've participated in damn near every one of those contests. What is the weapon that hurt the most when getting smushed over your head?
You know what? I'm trying to think back. There's a lot of things that have hurt the most, but you know the thing that probably I think actually hurt me the most, and it wasn't actually something that hit me in the head, was it last year or the year before when Scotty Mack used that fire extinguisher on me?
Oh, yeah, that was in 2010, that was, I think, right?
Yeah, that went right into my lungs, and I couldn't breathe. I don't know how I got up and kept wrestling, but it was a rough one. If there was a fire inside me, he surely put it out.
Scotty, I talked to Scotty a little bit, I think a little while ago about that, and he said, yeah, no more fire extinguishers in ECCW after that one.
Well, you know, he's a dangerous fellow. He's a little short on the short side, so he's got to make up for it by doing stupid stuff.
what weapon has surprisingly been the lightest? You look at some stuff that looked like it would just tear your head off, but then maybe when you got hit with it, it was maybe a little bit on the lighter side. Anything like that? Like, were there any weapons?
Yeah,
were actually happy to be hit with at the end of the day?
You know, I don't know if there's really any of them happy to be hit with. maybe those really cheap cookie sheets from the dollar store. Those are really nice. They're not the standard baking ones. They're no good for anything other than maybe getting hit in the head. I remember now. I just had a flashback. I do remember probably the worst thing I've ever been hit in the head with.
Okay, go.
Honestly, it was a pumpkin.
Really? Like a rigid old pumpkin?
Yeah, it was a full pumpkin. It wasn't even cut. It was just, I remember it smacking something. Somebody threw it in my face. By far the worst shot I think I've ever taken in professional wrestling.
Now, moving along to the next question, which fits in quite nicely. What is the worst injury you'd suffered at Halloween Hell Show?
You know, I don't think I've ever really had any injuries. They're just, you know, some cuts and lumps and bumps and bruises. And other than that, you know, I think I've been kind of lucky, you know. It's just, usually my head kind of looks a little worse than usual, you know. Instead of taking a week for the cuts to heal up, it usually takes about 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Now, the show is in New West again this year after years in Surrey. You guys used to run shows out of the Eagles Hall back in the day. Any fond memories of running shows out of there now that you make your return to the New West, albeit in a new building?
Well, my heart's always been in the city of New Westminster because that's where I broke in, and, you know, that's where some of my largest matches ever happened, you know. The only time in my career that I've ever done a no-ropes barbed wire match was in the city of New West, and I tore that city down, and I'm all pumped up to get a new set of fans in there. So, you know, it's like, I know I'm going to miss wrestling in Surrey, you know, hopefully they get to start running shows out in Surrey sometime soon, but... You know, the magic that can happen in New Westminster is just amazing because I just remember, you know, we'd have sellout crowds and, you know, it was the center of violence, you know. It's where we put ECCW on the map was in that town.
Now, obviously a veteran of this event, as we've discussed quite a bit over the last couple of minutes here. What is your favorite all-time Halloween Hell match? I'm sure you've seen them all. So whether you've been in them or not, what has been your favorite contest at Halloween Hell over the years?
Oh, my favorite. I don't know if I really remember my favorite too well. It's probably not because I'm trying to block it on my memory. It's probably a little bit of drinking involved in that one, eh? I don't know, you know, they're all kind of the same, you know, and I kind of think back on it. I can't remember where I got hit harder here and there. And I'm having a hard enough time trying to remember what I did last week, let alone what happened in Halloween Hell like 5 years ago.
Okay, how about this then? Maybe something a little bit more manageable. What was your favorite contest from last year's show?
Same problem, man. I don't even remember.
Oh, my goodness, man. Oh, my goodness. All right, you know...
That's the problem is the fans want to see the ultra-violent stuff, and they want to see guys get whacked in the head really hard. And the problem is everybody's going to have to bear with me as I get older and I get stupider. So there's going to come to a point where I'm going to be doing interviews and I'm going to go, and you're going to have to translate that because I'm just not going to remember how to speak.
Oh, gosh. Well, that brings me to my next question. You're in the you're in the four-way tag team Chamber of Extreme Fans Bring the Weapons match this year. How can you guys get any crazier? You've managed to incorporate Fans Bring the Weapons now with the Chamber of Extreme, where there's no escape. What is going to go down in this year's Extreme and Chamber of Extreme? And should we just bring the paramedics out now?
Well, you know, that's the thing is, I know they're doing tag team things, but to be honest, I'm on there out there on my own. I hope I don't get confused and start hitting my own tag team partner. You never know. It's like, as the bottom line, all that matters at the end of the night, I'm still standing, and I'm the winner of that thing.
Now, Moondog Manson, just to wrap it up, just before I let you go, it's the same question I've been asking everybody. I usually ask it to start the interview, but I'll ask it to finish the interview with you. What is your favorite part of ECCW Halloween Hell, whether it's from a fan perspective in your own mind or from a wrestler's perspective? What is the part you look forward to every single year?
You know, the thing that I look forward to, and I can tell you that nobody else does because it's something that's unique to me, is I look out there and I see all the people that have come out to watch the show, and there's a lot more people in the building than usual because that's the big show of the year. I know a lot of people like to say Pacific Cup's the big show, but I know in my heart that the Halloween Hell is always the big show of the year. And I see all those fans, and you'll see people that haven't come out all year round. They're just coming off that one night of violence because that's what they want to see, is they want to see violence. They don't want to see all those high spots. They don't want to see all those flipping around. They don't want to see guys doing chop fests. They want to see pure violence, blood and gut wrestling. And that's what Halloween Hell brings to British Columbia.
Actually, I got one more question just while I'm on it. I just figured I'll ask it. If at the end of the day, when you guys are both retired, I know he's been retired for quite a few years. If Juggernaut and Moondog Manson got together for an Halloween Hell blood fest, who would win?
Well, I don't know. Him and I, we've done battles up and down everywhere you can imagine in British Columbia. And, probably one of the roughest matches I've ever had was against that man. And, I was lucky enough to win.
Oh, my.
And, we must have wrestled 45 minutes. You know, it was in a small town on the island. And we went 45 minutes, and we were flying off of things and hitting each other and smashing. And it was like, we probably could have gone another 45 minutes. We were just on fire, bleeding like stuck pigs. But I know at the end of the day, he might win some and I might win some. But I think truly down deep inside my heart, I know that in the end, it might be, 20 years down the road, I'm going to still be here doing wrestling, and I don't know what he's going to be doing. I think he's going to be retired. He's probably going to enjoy a nice, easy life, and I'm going to be doing everything I can to cripple my body up until I die, That's what my plans are.
Oh, boy. So you're saying this could be a possibility. Can we start some Halloween Hell rumors 2014, Moondog Manson, Juggernaut?
Possibility. I don't think he's that far away. I think he's owed me a plane right away. All he's got to do is come down to the building. I'll make sure that I'll do a match with him.
Oh, my. Okay.
If you can get it booked, I'll do it.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it. All right, man. Thanks so much for the interview. It should be going up sometime tomorrow. And, I'll see you at the show on Saturday.
Excellent.
Have a good one, brother.
I would say bring some booze, but I don't drink anymore, so I don't know, bring fat burners or something.
I'll bring some Perrier water. Perrier water and fat burners it is.
Excellent. Thank you.
Have a good one, sir.
Take care.